meetings. Organisers of a Black Lives Matter protest scheduled to take place in Sydney next Tuesday say they will go ahead with the march regardless of coronavirus restrictions. New South Wales police are attempting to block the protest in court. State government restrictions have banned outdoor gatherings of more than 20 people. Scott Morrison told Nine Radio people need to exercise common sense.
I just think that's appalling. Where the police and where the state government has said that there's a mass gathering that can't go ahead, well, people should obey the law. I mean, there's no special rule for people to not obey the law. What gives people a ticket to not obey the law?
Police in Western Australia say there has been a sharp increase in the number of alcohol-related emergencies since coronavirus restrictions were eased. Data from the Department of Health shows in the first 3 weeks of relaxed restrictions, alcohol-related emergency department admissions in WA increased by 21%. Police say violence on the streets is also on the rise, particularly in Perth's entertainment district. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation says some people's alcohol tolerance could have declined while restrictions were in place, potentially contributing to antisocial behaviour. The federal government is investing in new technology that makes it easier to identify food products that have been fraudulently labelled as Australian grown. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Australia's seafood industry is fiercely protective of its $2 billion global market, and the increasing demand for seafood has created the challenge of protecting against so-called food fraud, where original products are substituted for something much cheaper. That's where the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation stepped in. It's developed X-ray fluorescence technology that can determine the origin and provenance of seafood. It's portable, rapid and convenient compared to time-consuming lab-based testing methods. The government says the technology will help preserve the authenticity and reputation of Australian seafood and has invested $250,000 in its commercial development.
A proposal to install a third drug injecting centre in Australia has been knocked back by the City of Melbourne. City councillors unanimously voted to oppose plans to establish the medically supervised injecting room, which would have been located near the Queen Victoria Market. The state government announced plans for the site last month, but the council says the location is inappropriate and inadequate and will ask the government to look elsewhere. The two existing medically supervised injecting rooms in Australia are in the Melbourne suburb of North Richmond and in King's Cross in Sydney. New Zealand's immigration minister has been sacked after revelations of an inappropriate relationship with a former staffer. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says Ian Lees-Galloway has shown a lack of judgment over a period of 12 months and has not modelled the behaviour she expects of her ministers. Mr Lees-Galloway also held the workplace relations portfolio. A group of female celebrities are funding a new football team that will join the National Women's Soccer League. Tentatively named Angel City, the team will be based in Los Angeles and enter the competition from 2022. Tennis star Serena Williams and actors Natalie Portman, Jennifer Garner and Eva Longoria are among the majority female group backing the new team.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 14 degrees on our way to 18 degrees today, and I believe we will get there because it's currently lovely weather out there, lovely sunny. The forecast is sunny and light winds. The sun will set tonight at 10 minutes past 5 p.m. Looking for the week, the rest of the weekend, weekend, Thursday, fog then sunny, 5 to 18. Friday, mostly sunny, 5 to 19. Showers across the weekend, Saturday, 7 to 17. Sunday, showers, 9 to 17. The moon is a waxing crescent with first quarter next Monday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
And just the one incident report, Unclear Forest Road, just past First Street, a breakdown semi-trailer. They're still to clear it. Hopefully they get it out soon. The heavy vehicle tow truck is there. Reduce your speed and exercise a caution. 5 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. And let's get everyone on.
No, my mic doesn't.
No.
working.
It's working now.
You know, it's working now. Thank you for listening live 90.5 Business with Mario and Darren. Our mission on Live is to entertain, inform, engage, and educate our local cultural, social, and musical communities. And this business show, Business Insights with Mario, brings you the unsung business heroes. And today with us in studio is Nick Bendel. Nick, thank you for staying with us in the second hour. And we just passed it, only five marketing ideas to grow your business. So, we talk about publishing a weekly blog, turning your email signature into a billboard, collect testimonials, ask for referrals, and offer high value freebies.
Well,
the sixth idea, Mario, is to send targeted prospecting letters to potential customers, not emails. Letters.
Is that like a scarlet letters, or like a handwritten letters, or like it's just
letters?
Letters. When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Well, I do write letters, but a letter to a customer? Not in a while. Why a letter, Nick?
Well, it's all because of what you said a moment ago, Darren, that it's been ages since you've written a letter. So in the past, before the internet, you would arrive home and there would be 10 letters waiting for you. Now you arrive home and there might not be any letters waiting
for you. Not even mailman doesn't bring the letters anymore, just the bill say. Truth.
Exactly. So if you send an email, you're maybe competing with 50 other emails. But if you send a letter, you might not be competing with anyone. That might be the only letter that that person receives that day.
Just before you continue, I do receive letters, but we have it via a post box. And it's very much, we get the notification. You got a letter waiting. Something's waiting. If we're not expecting anything, we might go a day or two before we actually pick up those letters. Is that a problem?
Ah, okay. Very good point, Darren. It is a problem if it's a time-sensitive offer, but I guess then if you're sending someone a letter, don't send them a time-sensitive offer.
Just my thought, I thought. I thought time-sensitive should be probably on your email, your blog, things like that. But I do like getting warm letters from Mario when he sends them quite regularly too.
They're the best
letters. And it's all about that connection. Is that right?
Yeah. So if you send someone a letter, so if you're the customer and Mario is trying to win your business, Darren, if he sends you a personalized letter, so you have to know that this is just for Darren, this is not a one-size-fits-all, and Mario needs to provide a specific solution to a specific problem of yours. This is again how you know that this is not a one-size-fits-all letter. This is a letter written just for Darren. So if Mario sends you a letter, it's going to stand out because no one sends letters anymore. And when you open the letter, Darren, if you see that Mario has taken the time to come up with a solution that is specific for you and that solves one of your pressing problems, now there's no guarantee, of course, that you're going to do business with him, but that really is a credible letter.
May I ask you something? You don't need to answer this question, but as much as I understand, and I have no whatsoever education marketing, right? I learned as I was walking. I have my strategy, which personally fit my, not my character, but the way I can express myself. No, it's not about me. It's about you. You're our guest and our listeners are craving for more information. So I'm telling you right now, 2.2 million people listening. Now, the thing it is, would you consider and define, or maybe I'm just imagining things, the marketing strategy, it's like a dating game. Because we're talking about letters, we're talking about freebies, And we're talking about, all these things. Isn't that like a dating game?
Yeah, dating is a form of marketing because if I'm going on a first date with someone, Mario, and I like them, I'm trying to impress them. I'm trying to dress in a certain way. I'm trying to act in a certain way. I'm trying to say certain things as a way of trying to woo them, trying to impress them.
Why is this important? You mentioned something very important. Why is that dressing important? Does that... look, I'm old man. I'm 48 years old in September and I'm the senior citizen. But, I know fashion, it's a fashion, right? But I'm seeing lately, men in the three-quarter suits, and the colorful socks, everything else. Look, I don't say the person, he doesn't know what he does, but, the impact on me visually has, dude, I don't want to deal with you. Why and how much importance we need to spend on our outlook through presentation or marketing dating game?
Well, everything we do, Mario, whether as an individual or as a business, leaves the other party with an impression of us. It might be a positive impression, it might be a negative impression. So you mentioned these men with their three-quarter suits leave a negative impression on you. Maybe those same men are making a positive impression on someone else. The way we dress, the way we talk, the way we act, everything we do as individuals or as businesses leaves an impression on someone. And so that's why you want to pay attention to those little details. You want to make sure you're making a positive impression on your customers or on the people you're going on dates with, Mario.
So back to our hypothetical, Mario is wooing me and you're talking about dating. So Mario and I are on a date now. He does have a sexy voice, so maybe I'm intrigued. But
Mario does have a very sexy voice, a very sexy body. There are many things that are sexy about Mario. I guess if you're the potential customer, then Mario is trying to woo you. And so you can continue that dating analogy there.
That sounds wonderful. So moving on to the next tip we have as well is bundling products into a limited time offer. So two things there, products and limited time. Do you want to explain what you mean by limited time and what would you offer from your services or widgets to a prospective customer?
So what we're doing, Darren, when we're a business, it's so hard to attract attention. And so this seventh idea, bundle products into a limited time offer, you're doing two things here to attract attention. First, you're taking a couple of products or a couple of services that you would otherwise, that you already have, and you're combining them to form a new product or a new service. So you've now got something exciting to offer people because it's new, it's fresh. So that's one way to get attention. And the other way to get attention is to tell people this new, fresh, exciting thing, it's only available for a limited time. So if they want to make a purchase, they need to make a purchase now because it's not going to be around forever.
You know, darling, this is the very first time. And as I say, like, this is what I like working on the radio with you, because it's true and unique opportunity to talk to people like Nick. And, you know, I will not lie, I met a lot of people in marketing and sales, and everybody tried to flog me something in the way it is. However, I meet the dark side of the marketing on the sales process where I learn, I don't apply these methods, but, you know, to play on other side emotions, I will say people, right? Because people buy from people, right? Regardless of CEO, GM, is a Darren or Marion studio, people buy from the people, and the strategies behind the marketing could be very cruel sometimes because the stipulating literally play with emotions, sell the fear, you know what I mean? Or why I need to do this, you know what I mean? And why this? And this is the very first time, this is the very first time that we have in a studio truly on Sign Business Hero who doesn't sells the fear, emotions, instead of this sharing the tips, which is going to make you profitable, your business, and you're listening to Line 90.5, Businesses with Mario. Darren, what do you think?
Well, just before we go to a break, I was just going to explore a bit about that and the evil side of sales.
Evil side, yes.
As I call it. I'll call it evil. Being out there in an environment, a not-for-profit organization where people are selling services, one day had a rookie in their company come to us and say, well, you need to go to the cloud, and here's all the reasons, and you can find out your profitability going to the cloud by you, that's me, filling in a spreadsheet. Hang on.
What did you say?
I had to fill in a spreadsheet to prove their profitability of their product. And I actually went to their manager and I said, no way. This is strange. This is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know what school he's from, but I much better like these 10 tips that we're going through now. And as you say, it's all about connecting with people.
And that's exactly what it is, what we're doing here on this radio show. And as it's like, no, I can say personal experience. Again, this is experience of Mario Beckett. It's not opinion radio station or Nick or Darren, anybody else. During the COVID, I saw that's a lot of fear being sold, right? And interesting enough, you know, I don't see that nobody brings a positive news, you know what I mean, to reward people and everything else. It's like a lot of negativity. But we are lucky and fortunate enough to have you, Nick, today in the studio with us who bring that positivity and shine. But I will take a short break, Darren. What do you think?
Yeah, time for a short break, and we'll be back soon. This is Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren, we're going to take a short break.
Alive 90.5.
everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Sleep with someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Hi there. I've volunteered to read the script. The scriptwriter and sound engineer volunteered too. The station even volunteered the airtime. It's proof that when you come together with a common goal, anything's possible. 10 years ago, the guys at SEEK volunteered to build a site to fill Australia's thousands of volunteer positions. But more volunteers are always needed. To see how you can volunteer, go to seekvolunteer.com.au.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
I am sexy and I knew it.
90 minutes past 11. Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Well, thank you for listening alive 90.5 and the most sexiest and most informative business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario. And thanks to Darren Cape Davis, my producer and a good friend of mine. We are hosting today true unsung business hero, somebody who shares truly for free, not because he's going to make money, but share these valuable insights with you, how to utilize marketing ideas to grow your business. And we all want to grow the business, you know, situation with COVID. You all know, I don't need to repeat for you, but that's like there's always the light in the tunnel. So we, Darren, we done the first one, publish a weekly blog, turn your email signature into billboard, collect testimonials, ask for referrals, offer high valuable freebies, and number 6 was send targeted prospecting letters. And number 7, Nick is going to take Mario and Darren for coffee. No, sorry, what was number 7?
Bundle products into a limited time offer.
How we can bundle products into one limited offer? How this works, actually?
Yeah, take two or several things you already have and put them together. So, for example, if you had, say, a bookshop, you might take three murder mysteries, for example, and you might combine them into into one product, and maybe it's only available in May. This is going to be Murder Mystery May.
So you'd bundle it up, wrap it in a bit of paper, put the offer on there to make it a really good, compelling offer to the customer.
Yeah, and maybe by buying the three books together, maybe you get, you know, 20% off or whatever. But now suddenly it's not just the same individual books that you were previously selling. Now you've got a pack. This is a murder mystery pack. And to get the discount, you can only get it in May. So you're taking products or services that you already have, but by combining them with others, you've suddenly got something new and fresh and exciting to market.
So they should be high value, because often I see in, say, take books for example, someone will say, here's a bestseller and here's something we're trying to just push out the door and it's value to you. And you go, well, it's not, you're just pushing it out the door. So do people have to be careful like that?
I like it, that's funny, yeah.
Well, anytime you're trying to sell something or market something to a customer, Darren, you need to make sure it's enticing. So whatever you bundle together, this new product or service that you're creating, it does have to be enticing.
And would it be correct to say that if I've got something that I need to push out, that I just ditch it, write it off, and actually...
No.
Well, I think yes. And actually, as Nick was saying, make sure high-value products get bundled for your customers.
Well, if we go back to this thing that's not selling, Darren, it might be that if you present it differently, people might think of it differently. So maybe a murder mystery on its own, for whatever reason, might not be selling. But perhaps if you combine it with some other murder mysteries and now you turn it into a murder mystery pack, suddenly people might perceive it differently and maybe it will become enticing.
Would you say, Mario, that you still need to do your homework?
Yeah, I have a lot of homework to do. But, you know, I'm seeing the lack of these elements in the market, because they're really easy to do, you know, what you're suggesting here, those 10 steps in the marketing to make your business, you know, be more profitable. But there is a reason why they're not doing it. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, because recently I went to buy something, you know, I don't want to disclose on radio, but it's privately. And, you know, I find the lack of marketing for the product, you know, I'm buying, because I know the people want, you know what I mean? And when I asked the guy, I said, like, why don't you advertise this? He says to me, because we know they're going to come. And I feel maybe that's going to change in the future, you know what I mean, if you don't advertise, because people, they don't know it's in that store. So I want to get free publicity. It's number eight. Get free publicity. What do you mean by free publicity?
Well, free publicity is kind of like I'm getting right now, Mario.
No, that's not right, because Mark Zuckerberg and Donald Trump called this studio and we have, Darren and I, very heated discussion last couple of days, you know what I mean, with the Secret Service. But okay, please.
Free publicity is where your business gets some sort of media outlet to talk about your business. So, for example, my business, Hunter and Scribe, is now being talked about on Business Insights with Mario. The reason that you can get free publicity from newspapers, from magazines, from websites, from TV stations, radio stations, from podcasts, is that all these media outlets are hungry for content. They need to fill their pages. They need to fill their airwaves. They need to fill their broadcast times. They are hungry for content. So if you can present these media outlets with content ideas that are going to be attractive to their audience, then they're going to be receptive to you appearing on their show. The key thing is, it has to be something that's attractive to their audience. It can't be something that's attractive to you, because you're not selling it to yourself. It has to be something that's attractive to their audience.
And we're very happy that you're here, Nick Bendall, sharing your personal insights on marketing and giving these tips, and that we can actually, we are a community radio station,
and we're
limited in what we can say. So yes, you've got a good plug and maybe one more at the end. But for us, it's about getting the business heroes who are unsung in what they know and getting them on sharing it with our listeners.
Well, you're listening to Live 90.5. We'll take a short break because we have only another 24 steps before we end the show with Nick Bendall. And as Darren says, we are community radio. We don't give opinions. We don't give what we want. We provide you facts and true unsung business heroes as Nick Bendall. Stay tuned. We come after break.
Alive 90.5.
cannot from the truth of my eye. Pull me closer. I can't lie. I'm into you. I cannot from the truth of my eye. Pull me closer and never let me go. Oh, 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 oh. Never let me go. Oh, 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 oh. Never let me go. You got me breathing underwater. Baby, when you're around, oh, I can do anything. It's like you gave me superpowers. I'm on top of the world when I call you my girl. My heart's racing. I can't lie, I'm into you. I can't hide from the truth. Caught my eye, pull me closer. I can't lie, I'm into you. I can't hide from the truth. Caught my eye, pull me closer. And never let me go.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
We are not friends on the Twitter with Nick Mandela.
Like more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 29 minutes past 11. You're Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And the time is flying by, isn't it, Mario?
Indeed. It's like 11:30 right now, and we have them two more steps to cover before we wind up the show and have more questions, like 48 questions that I and I wrote in a break to ask Nick Bendel. But, you know, Nick is going to be kind enough at the end of the show to share with us something very important. Now, what's the number nine? You say get free publicity. It was the eight, but what number nine? Well, step it is.
So the ninth free marketing idea, Mario, for listeners to grow their business is to engage on social media. And what I mean by engage is I mean interact with other people's posts. So my recommendation is every single day, find at least 10 posts to comment on. And the posts that you want to comment on, these should be posts from potential customers or potential referral partners. And the sort of comments you want to leave, you want to do more than just say, great post or congratulations. You want to leave a meaningful comment. I reckon it should be at least 10 words, because if you're writing at least 10 words, you are going to think of something meaningful. If every single day you manage to interact with at least 10 potential customers and 10 potential referral partners, you're going to slowly build more relationships and stronger relationships with more people. And of course, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
So it's like a more targeted, you know, I mean, like, as you say, 10 prospects or 10 clients, and to put effort to when you read or see the video instead of just, you know, great posts, because that doesn't, it's not just engaging, but it's not that's mean that you didn't pay attention for the content. I mean, I find interesting my posts sometimes, you know, I mean, people put the comments as like, you didn't read a word, you know, I mean, I just, let's talk about chaos theory. I didn't talk about chaos theory last post, but, you know, I mean, I don't blame people, I mean, but that's what it is. Yes, Darren.
And what about emojis? Should you learn how to do good emojis?
Yeah, what's so with
they,
the emojis
they add
then?
To content to your comments. Sorry, I was getting a bit tongue-tied then between comment and content. But yeah, emojis, are they worth it?
Yeah, I like emojis. I think you want the comment to be at least 10 words, so not 10 emojis. At least right. 10 words. But if you want to add some emojis on top of that, emojis are a form of communication, and they can convey whatever your sentiment or whatever your particular mood is. So I think emojis are fine, but they should be the icing on top of the cake, not the cake itself.
Ah, okay.
Oh, so what is the cake?
What is the cake?
The cake is that significant, meaningful comment of at least 10 words.
So cake and icing sounds nice. Mm. Okay. Oh, it's Nutella icing.
Yeah. That's so since Darren asked me to write a blog for him, if I don't know how to write a blog, can you teach me and help me how to write a blog?
Yeah, I can. So my advice for writing a blog, I'll give you a few tips, Mario. First, try to be as concise as possible. So fewer words are better than more words. Second, get to the point. Try to convey your big idea, if possible, in the first sentence.
Yeah.
And use short sentences and simple words, because when you use short sentences, you tend to present one idea at a time. When you have long sentences, you have multiple ideas in the sentence, and that can be hard to understand. But when you have short sentences, you tend to present one idea at a time, and that's not only easier to read, it's actually easier to write. And the reason you want to use short words, again, that's easier to read and easier to write.
And the funny thing is what you said, and you know, I mentioned during our interview that I found marketing strategy for myself, because I was struggling with English in the beginning 10 years ago. You know, it was a mix between the fear from the failure and you know, I mean, disappointing the other side that doesn't understand. Because when you work hard to see somebody for coffee, for the lunch, you know, the last thing is you want to sound like an idiot, you know what I mean? And you know how to convey that message. So I use those short sentences, but I learned something from one lady. I forgot what it was called, Australian Institute of Management School in North Sydney. And she said, short, sharp, and shiny. Do not go beyond this. And I was like, what do you mean short, sharp, and shiny? But, you know, I learned it very quickly. And, you know, for the last tip, number 10, you said record a webinar. What's the webinars and why to record?
A webinar is an online presentation. It incorporates video elements, it incorporates mm-hmm. text elements, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of free webinar software programs out there. So you can find a free webinar program, you record a video, you add some text. And the way that this marketing tip works, Mario, is you want to provide information in your webinar that your potential customers would consider to be interesting, relevant, and helpful. And you want to provide information that allows you to show off your expertise and to build trust and credibility with potential customers. And you also want to make sure that the information you put in your webinar is not time sensitive. You want to make sure that this information in your webinar will be relevant for at least 12 months. The reason is you want to be able to record this webinar
That's very interesting.
Just once and have it be relevant for at least 12 months. And what you can do with this webinar, you can email it to potential customers, you can put it on your website, you can share it on social media. A webinar, an evergreen webinar like this is a really great way to build trust with people who are unsure if they want to do business with you.
Should a webinar have subtitles permanent? Should you deal with a platform like YouTube that can show subtitles if people choose it? What's your thought about subtitles and a longer webinar? And I'm going to ask you another question to follow up. So,
I do like captions. So I publish daily videos and all my videos do have subtitles. I like them because people sometimes watch on public transport, for example, and they can't make much noise, or they watch while they're in the bathroom and they probably don't want to make noise. So
everybody who takes a Nick Bendelin bathroom, I mean, to listen, you can, you know what I mean, you can read
other noises as well, but go on, Nick.
No!
So yes, I do like captions.
One thing I've just noticed recently, I don't know if it's changed, but on LinkedIn, when you're looking at a video, they put the time up with a very black background in the bottom right, and actually it often obscures subtitles. So it might be something that everyone needs to take a look at. Yeah, I've been seeing it recently, and I go, I can't see the last word in that subtitle. I can probably make it out, but I often use subtitles because I'm listening in bathroom or anywhere else.
But see, that's not a provocative marketing. I think people didn't put enough time and effort actually to create a video, because you know when we're doing this show, like, you know what I mean, I try to, you know, have a conversation with you and I create this show the way that, you know, I will listen only, you know what I mean, not, but everybody else as well. But if we cut in the corners and people don't see the, you know what I mean, last couple of words of the interview, we become annoyed. So what do you think about this, what Darren asked you? Why do people do this, you know what I mean, they put, you know, in caption the time and, you know, see the words. How do you feel about this?
I think anything that improves the user experience is something you should do, because the more enticing you make your marketing, the more likely people are to want to consume it. And the more people who consume your marketing, of course, the more sales you're going to make. Anything that draws people in, I think, is good.
I'm going to put a tip in there, if I may. Can I, Mario? Put a little tip in there? Business insights with Darren. Well,
that's a good idea.
It's actually going back to the idea of more is less, and something I've learnt from my wife, who's a great writer, and I'm not the writer, I just speak on radio, but is to borrow from Chanel, and before you go out the door, look in the mirror and take something off. And she says you should always apply that to your writing and actually make sure you read it and probably take something out, because you probably put too much in there. So I think that's a really good tip as well. But I extend that to what I'm talking about, looking at social media, that everyone should make sure they're viewing their content on the platform of choice to make sure there's no change that is actually hindering getting the message through. So that's my little tip there.
I like it, Darren. Anything that makes things better for your target audience is good.
So, recording a webinar, how and when should we play that webinar across the 12 months?
There are a few different things you can do with it. So you might put it on your website and that might be all you do, and that's fine, because remember, people are secretly researching you, they're secretly visiting your website, and they're secretly visiting your rivals. And if you have a webinar that provides high value information to your customers and your rivals don't, that might be enough of a reason for someone to choose your business over your rivals. So you might just put it on your website. You might also regularly share it on social media, or you might email it out to potential customers. If I'm chatting to you, Darren, and I'm trying to get you over the line, I might send you this webinar as a way to build trust and credibility
with you. I'm just sitting in the morning, hello now. Nikki, that's enough of you. I'm just sitting down enough. And the voting just come back, you know, the polling, you know, I mean, the business insights with Mario and the Darren, it's most pleasurable, you know, business radio talk show. We take a short break, and Nosin Monichello didn't wrote this and didn't say nothing. We take a short break. With us in studio, it's a true unsung business hero, Nick Bendel. And after the break, we'll wind up this. And unfortunately, 2 hours go very quickly, Darren.
Just goes like that.
No, okay.
Alive 90.5.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby, I know I never think before I jump. And you're the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never leave well enough alone. And trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. But one of these things is not like the others. Like a rainbow. You'll never find another like me. I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's the fun of me.
like me.
I know I tend to make it about me. I know you never get just what you see, but I will never fall you, baby.
And there's a lot of you guys out there.
And when we had that fight out in the rain, you ran after me and called my name.
I never wanna see you walk away. One of these things is not like the others. Living in winter, I am your summer. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Gonna love you like me.
Hey kids,
spelling is fun.
Girl, there ain't no I-N-T.
But you know there is a me.
Strike the band of 1, 2, 3.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Girl, there ain't no I-N-T.
But you know there is a me.
And you can't spell awesome without me.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Love you like me.
Girl, there ain't no I-N-T. But you know there is a me.
I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's the fun of me. Strike the band of 1, 2, 3.
You can't spell awesome without me.
You're the only one of you. Baby, that's the fun of you.
And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live.
Oh, you have that coffee, I can see that.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 16 minutes to 12. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario, and he's giving my tip away, having a coffee. But it's a big shout out to Hills Community Aid, who do the coffee here every Wednesday, Friday,
sorry,
and also
who's
Monday.
Who's that?
Hills Community Aid.
And really?
They're here on Borkham Heights Estate as well.
Oh, that's very nice of them, eh? So please, guys, jump in and support them as well. It's a 11:45 on July 22nd, 2020. And with us in studio, it is Nick Bendel. It's time to wind up this show, because Nick, again, we're going to be forced to bring you back again. So now we're going to force you to come in the show. You can't force us. So Nick, marketing, we just try to define is like a dating game, and you give us 10 free marketing ideas to grow your business. Now, anybody who started a business, what's the key take from you when it comes to the marketing? Starting tomorrow business, what will be key take for successful marketing?
The number one activity...
Apart of coming to you, yeah, I mean to talk.
the number one activity of any business, Mario and Darren, is sales. Sales is a 10 out of 10 activity. And what drives sales? Marketing. That's why marketing is the number two activity of any business. If sales is a 10 out of 10 activity, marketing is a 9.5 out of 10 activity. I'm generalizing now, but as a general rule, the more marketing you do, the more sales you're going to make. So to answer your question, Mario, about what people who are new to business should do. Well, they need to do as much marketing as possible. They need to get in front of as many potential customers as possible, as often as possible. And when you're in front of these potential customers, you always need to provide those people with value. You need to give them a reason to consume your marketing, and you need to give them information that they consider interesting, relevant, and helpful, because when you do that, you prove to them that you're someone who has the expertise and who has the trust and the credibility for them to spend money with.
What do you think, Darren, about this one?
Well, I'm just going back. So by sales, you mean actually making a sale and getting a customer to buy your product or service, not just the idea of a sale.
Correct. So actually getting money off the customer, that is the number one activity of any business.
So that's always should be ahead of marketing, but marketing drives your sales.
Correct.
Yeah.
Can I ask somebody, if I start dealing business, are you a job keeper or job seeker?
Sorry, can you say that?
Let's just say, like, we have the client, and he's on job seeker or job keeper, whatever difference it is. I don't know, you know what I mean, because of the payment terms. You know what I mean? Like, is that a proper question to ask? Do you have the money to pay me? In terms of marketing, can you create a marketing in which you're gonna say, can you afford me? Is that a good marketing? Because you know why reason I ask you? Because I heard this in the past. People told me, you need to tell the person straight away in the face, you know, can you afford me? Is that a good idea or not?
It's good if you're trying to convey an image of being elite or exclusive. Okay. For example, if you're Louis Vuitton, you do want to send a message to people that you probably can't afford me, and you're probably not good enough to buy Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton, I can't afford. I've been in Versace Hotel for one day, never again. Darren, did you know Versace Hotel in the Gold Coast?
No, haven't been there.
No, don't go. It's
point taken.
But if you're Coles and Woolworths, you don't want to send the message that you can't afford Coles and Woolworths and you're not good enough for us. You want to send the opposite message.
So this is a good question now for you. It's like, if I was servicing en masse, you know what I mean, and I want to be that exclusive guy, you know, and the guy who is like a number one elite, how do you upgrade yourself to marketing? You know what I mean? Suddenly you come from the, you know, servicing the many's, and you want to now bring the new product and service on the market and to be elite or exclusive. How would you do this?
You need to think about your customer, and you need to present yourself in such a way that your customer regards you as elite. So it might be the way you dress. It might be your branding. It might be the products you offer. It's almost certainly going to be your prices. Your prices need to be an elite or exclusive price, so it needs to be out of reach of most people. It might be the sort of marketing messages you deliver. You need to send a message through all those things that you are elite and exclusive, and most people can't afford you, and most people aren't good enough to do business with you.
A question from left field, if I may. I'm just looking. I'm between two great gentlemen here. One, Mario, the sexy voice, and has a lovely set of facial hair. Nick Bendel, again, set of facial hair, and that seems to be the trend at the moment. Me, I'm clean shaven. Am I behind the fashion, and am I going to lose customers because I'm not fashionable? What's your thought there?
Well, you're going to lose customers to people who want to deal with someone with facial hair, but you're going to attract all the customers who don't want to deal with people with beards and who want to deal with clean shaven people.
And the mindset of a lot of others who don't care.
And all those people too.
No, I can tell you something, you know what I mean? First of all, you know, like, you are the man who looks after yourself. Only I know of you. You always have the tie, the shirt and everything else, right? You know what I mean? And there's no question asking. This is like, this is who you are. That's what you are. We're all changing in every day, you know what I mean, roles. And as like, you know, when we had the first lockdown, I saw everybody was walking in my street, you know what I mean? Funny enough, I saw the executives, you know, maybe before the COVID, like, you know what I mean, man, then, like, month later, everybody has a beard, like as if it's a SIS in Afghanistan, you know what I mean? Now, I see them like, oh, my life is all... Who cares? Man, you're doing well. And I'm proud that you're my friend and you're my mentor. I'm truly mean it, you know what I mean?
That's great,
man. You know what I mean? It's like, I have a right to say this because I've seen, I've been there and everything else. So, before we wind up, Mr. Nick Bendel, you have the goal of 500 lunches. How many lunches did you have done so far?
I'm meeting 500 strangers in 5 years, and I've had 108 lunches with strangers so far.
108.
And 108.
And time frame was so far?
So I'm trying to do 100 lunches per year. I've done 108 lunches in about 11 months.
11 months. You are straight away ahead of your goal. And did you have a lunch with Darren?
Darren was lunch number 99.
Oh, my God. 99, okay.
And do you want to know who lunch number 48 was, Mark?
Look, if I mention his name, the radio station is going to melt down, and our listeners, Mario Beckes. But, you know, I do remember, it was a Christmas 2009?
It was either December 2019 or January 2020. I can't remember.
I think it's going to be December because in January I spend all the time in Bora Bora and the Maldives. So, yeah, no, it's going to be December. And you know, look at Darren. To all listeners with us in studio, it's Nick Bendel. So, Nick, to all listeners who are interested to get a copy of your 10 tips and how they can reach you.
They can email me, nick@hunterandscribe.com, and I will be happy to send these 10 free marketing ideas to them.
Fabulous. And it's always good that you're willing to come in and share your insights with Business Insights. And Mario, you're a great friend to the studio, and yes. I was really privileged to have lunch number 99.
There's a song, 99 Ballons.
Yeah, 99 Luftballons.
Yes.
Yeah, by Nina. Yeah, apparently it's not a hit. I love it, but when I play it, I get no.
Hey, look, when we take this picture today with Nick, I'm going to put this on Instagram. It's going to be that song. I'm telling you, it's going to be the hit. Let's do it. Nick, any last words before we wind up, you know, to our listeners in Amina about marketing or anything else?
Thank
you very much. That was our Nick Bendel from Hunter's Crab. You were listening live 90.5. Business is Mario, Nick, so thank you for being our guest today. So, no, truly, you want to say something as well?
I was delighted to be here, and I was delighted that I got to have lunch with both of you back when we were strangers, now we're friends.
Yeah, that's a good one, and truly privileged. But to all listeners, you know, I mean, stay tuned for next couple of months, because Dan and I, we're going to announce something big, and Nick Bendel, unfortunately, he's not friends with Mark Zuckerberg and Donald Trump. He's going to assist Darren and I. Thank you for listening. Live 90.5 Businesses in Mario. That was another episode. And tune with us on a Friday, 12 to 2 p.m. Right, Darren?
Indeed. Yeah. We'll be back Friday.
Yeah, we're going to have that coffee. Who make that coffee?
Hills again? Community Aid.
Hills Community Aid. Thank you, Nick, coffee. For being our guest there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Alive 90.5.
Can't you stay with me into the night? Stay, I need you close. You can go back when the sun rises again. Just stay tonight, just stay.
Have you seen my spirit lost in the night? The violent nightshade, they took away my light. They call us nothing, my name is nothing. Come see me, please see me. Cause I've been running with the demons now. They'll see my fear, they say there's nothing, nothing here.
I see a spirit in the sky.
When all the lights are dancing,
oh, Eloila.
I hear you calling me at night. Till the daylight shines away.
Director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 21531, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
Did you know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches during their 13 years at school? We know that one in three cases of cancer can be prevented by adopting a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating well. But 93% of children don't eat enough vegetables, and adults aren't eating enough either. At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.
In 20 metres, turn left.
You don't always like doing what you're told.
I said left.
But driving in floodwater, you know better than that.
Dangerous conditions ahead. Calculating new route.
Even a few centimetres of floodwater can get you into trouble. So stop, turn around, find a safer way.
You have reached your destination safely.
Remember, drive through a flood, you could be gone in a flash. Brought to you by the New South Wales SES and NRMA Insurance. Find out more at stormsafe.com.au.
Hear all of your 50s, 60s and 70s favourites, and some I'm sure that you haven't heard in a long time, by listening to Jukebox Jive with Kara McGay. Friday nights, 9 until 8, here on Alive 90.5.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state remains on high alert as the coronavirus crisis deepens in Victoria. 16 new